बिडालस्यासि नाकायात् पातयामास वै शिरः दुर्धरं दुर्मुखं चोभौ शरैर्निज्ञेयमक्षयम् बिडालस्यासि नाकायात् पातयामास वै शिरः दुर्धरं दुर्मुखं चोभौ शरैर्निज्ञेयमक्षयम्। सो बिडालस्यासिना कायात् पातयामास वैशिरः दुर्धरं दुर्मुखं चोभौ शरैर्निन्ये यमक्षयम्। इसे निन्ये, वि टेक द वर्ब निन्ये, निन्ये मीन्स अनयत्, नीतवती प्रेषितवत्मक्षयम्लोका Who sent? Devi sent. That's understood. Devi sent to Yama's place. Yamakshaya means Yama's place. Whom did she send? Bidalasya Shiraha. No. Actually, she sent Durmukham. First, let me tell you. Asina, okay, first take the first word, Bidalasya, Bidalasya. See, Bidalaha is the name of the demon. Bidalasya Shiraha. Bidalasya Shiraha, head of Bidala. Bidala Nodaya Thalaye. Bidalasya Shiraha, Bidala Nodaya Thalai. Asina, with the knife. Asina, बिडालस्य शिरः कायात् पातयामास। वेरी सिंपल सेंटेंस, नाइस। बिडालस्य शिरः कायात् असिना पातयामास। सि कायात् फ्रॉम द बॉडी, உடம்பிலிருந்து पातयामास हैड फेल्ड, விழச் செய்தாள். फ्रॉम द बॉडी शी हैड फेल्ड, शी मेड इट फॉल। உடம்பிலிருந்து விழச் செய்தாள் காயாத் பாத்தயா மாச. வாட்? பிடாலஸ்ய சிரஹா, பிடாலனுடைய தலையை உடம்பிலிருந்து கீழே விழச் செய்தாள். பிடாலஸ்ய காயாத், சரி, பிடாலஸ்ய சிரஹா, பிடாலஸ்ய காயாத் பாத்தயா மாச. ஹவ்? அசினா, வித் த நைஃப். சோ தேவி வித் த நைஃப் made Bidala's head fall from the body. Then Sharaihi, then with the arrows, with the knife she felled Bidala's head from the body. Then Sharaihi, with the arrows, Ambuhalal, with the arrows, with the arrows, she killed, that's the meaning, with the arrows, Sharaihi, Yamakshayam Ninye. With the arrows, she killed and sent to Yama's Loka, Yama's place. I mean, place of death. Whom? Durdharam, Durmukham, Ubaucha. Both of them. She sent both Durdhara and Durmukha to the place of Yama. See, sending somebody to the place of Yama means what? Killing them. That's all. I'm telling you, this is the very typical Indian expression, okay? I don't know whether you know. Sending them, somebody to the place of Lord Death. This is typical Indian. Yama lokaka kalsipattrumta. Sharaihi, Durdharam, Durmukham. There are two people, okay? Durdharaha, Durmukaha. Sharaihi, Durdharam, Durmukham, Ubaucha, both Durdharam and Durmukha, Yamakshayam, Ninye, Yamasya Lokam, Preshitavati, Neetavati. She sent them. She took them to Yama's Loka, means what? She sent them to Yama's Loka. She killed them. Now, three people she killed totally. Okay. Bidalasya Asina, Kayat Patayamasa. See, Patayamasa is the past perfect tense. Patitavati, Bidalasya Kayat, Bidalasya Shiraha, Asina Patitavati, Anantaram, Durmukham, Durdharam, Durmukham Cha Ubau, Ubau Cha, Sharehi, Yamakshayam, Yamalokam, Neetavati, Ninye. Got it? Yeah. So Durdharaha, Durmukaha, Bidalaha, all names. Next. Evam samkshiya manetu swasainye mahishasuraha. Evam samkshiya manetu swasainye mahishasuraha. Mahishena swarupena trasayama satan ganan. It'd be great, Matthew, if you can make a nice, Matthew Prabhuji, you can try this, make a nice book of word by word meanings.
I need to talk to you, Swamini, afterwards.
Yeah.
About this.
Yeah. Evam sam, we'll just first start doing it and I can tell you what all to embellish. I'm going to explain also later on. Now I want to finish this mantra meanings first. Then I'll tell you the mantra meaning also. Evam samkshiya manetu swasainye mahishasuraha mahishena swarupena trasayama satan ganan. Evam samkshiya manetu swasainye parivaritaha mahishena swarupena trasayama satan ganan. Now first word is evam. Evam is an indicable word which means in this manner. Evam you come across many times. Ivvidamaha, in this manner. Swasainye, samkshiyamane. See, swasainyam, sainyam army. Swasainyam, own army, one's own army. Samkshiya, samkshiyate is destroyed. Samkshiyamanam is being destroyed. Swasainyam samkshiyamanam asti. Means what does it mean? One's own army is being destroyed. See, samkshiyate is destroyed. Swasainyam samkshiyate is destroyed. So sainyam samkshiya mane, being destroyed. Now look, it is Sati Saptami. So sainyam samkshiya mane, when one's own army is destroyed, one's own army is being destroyed in this manner. Mahishasuraha. Mahishasuraha, the demon Mahishasura, Asuraha demon, Mahishasuraha, the demon with the buffalo's head, Mahishasuraha, Mahishena Swarupena, Mahisha Swarup means what? Mahishena Swarupena means once. With one's own form of a buffalo. Mahisha means Yerumekkada. One's own, with the one's Swarupena, with his own form of a buffalo. With his own form of buffalo. Tan ganan trasayamasa. Tan ganan means those groups of beings of Devi. Tan ganan trasayamasa. See, trasayamasa again is a past perfect tense. Frightened, had frightened. Tan ganan trasayamasa. Verb is trasayeti, trasayate. See, trasayeti, trasayeti, trasayate means frightens. But trasayamasa had frightened. Mean trasitavan, trasitavan, frightened. Or you can say atrasayatu. Who frightened? Mahishasuraha trasayamasa. Mahishasura had frightened. Mahishasura frightened. Atrasayatu. Mahishasura kan atrasayatu. Kam atrasayatu. Yare bhaipaduthinan. Tan ganan. Mahishasura caused fear or frightened those groups of devas. How did he frighten them? Mahishena Swarupena, with his own form of a buffalo. When his army was being destroyed. In this manner, when his army was being destroyed, Mahishasura, in his own original form of a buffalo, frightened those groups of devas, of Devi. Now, next. Kamschittunda praharen. See, Mahishaha buffalo, Mahisha Rupam, form of a buffalo is Mahisha Rupam. Kamschittunda, I'm going to next verse. Kamschittunda praharena kurakshepaistatha paran. Kamschittunda praharena kurakshepaistatha paran. Langulataditamschanyanchringabhyanchavidaritan. I'm going to read two verses together here. Okay. Kamschittundapraharena kurakshepaistathaparan. Kurakshepaistathaparan. Langulataditamschanyanchringabhyanchavidaritan. Vegena kamschidaparannadena brahmanena cha. Vegena kamschidaparannadena brahmanena cha. Nishvasapavanenanyan. Patayamasa bhutale. Nishvasa pavanenanyan. Patayamasa bhutale. Now, kamschit. First, you take the first word, kamschit. We take kamschit. It's a sandhi there. We have to break it. Kan plus chit. Kan separately mean what? It's an interrogative pronoun, whom, yavarhalai. Kan is a objective case, plural form of kam. Kaha kau ke, kam kau kan. that Khan is a separate Khan, Yavarhalai, Kam, Yavarai, Yarai, Kam, Kau, Khan. So Khan separately is interrogative pronoun, second case plural, Khan. Then Chit separately is no meaning. But he is not consciousness here. Okay. Khan plus Chit becomes what? Kam Chit. Khan plus Chit becomes Khan Chit. So Khan means whom? But some. When you want to say some, Khan Chit. Silarai. Oru Silarai. Khan Chit. Khan Chit someone. Khan Chit some people. Some people. Silarai. Okay. Not specifically whom, some people. Kanchithu. Kalavarunu. Tunda praharena. See, kanchithu, some people. Objective plural. Tunda praharena. See, praharaha means striking. Praharaha, praharanam means striking. Okay? Striking is called adikirthibri. That's called praharaha, praharena. What prahara here? Tunda praharaha. Tunda praharena tata aparan. Okay, tata aparan. Aparan means others. Kanchitu tunda praharena aparan. Tunda means here mouth actually. See this part, muhava kattai solana. Tunda means this chin, also mouth. This part is called tunda. Okay. Tunda praharaha means what now? Just striking like this. Just not striking straight into the mouth, face. It's called tunda praharaha, like this. Okay. Tunda praharena, by striking at the face. Striking on the face and the mouth. Tunda. This part is called tunda. Please make a note. This part is called tunda. Okay. Mouth is called tunda. So tunda. Okay. Instead, mouth actually is a mouth. Tunda praharaha means striking at the mouth on the face. Tunda praharena. By striking at the mouth. And the face on the mouth, face, by striking at the mouth on the face, kanchite, okay, she killed. Then next people, kurakshepaihi tatha aparan, tatha, in the same way as well, aparan others, some other people. Some people she killed. Okay. She killed like this. Some other people. Aparan. Kurakshepaihi. Because they're all buff, they're all demons, you see. That's why. And then. Kshepaha. Okay. Kurakshepaihi. Kura means hoof. Hoof. Okay. Kurakshepaha means what? Strike. Shepaha again striking. Striking at the hoof. Kurakshepaha means throwing or striking at the hoof. Kurakshepaha. So kurakshepaihi anya aparan anyan aparan anyan other some other people kurakshepaihi striking at the hoof langola taditan then langola means tail langola tail. Langola taditan means those who were hit with the tail. Those are hit with the tail. Langola taditan. Shringabhyam. With the two horns. Shringa means with the two horns. Vidaritan. Okay. Vidaritan, who were broken into pieces with the horns. Kamschit, some other people, Vegena, Aparan, Kamschit Aparan, some other people, Vegena, fast, quickly, Nadena by frightening laughter. Nadena means with the frightening Attahasena, that's the meaning. The frightening laughter. Brahmanena, just by roaming everywhere. Anyana, some other people. Nishwasa Pavanena. Nishwasa means, just as I told you in the previous class, breathing. Pavanaha, air. Nishwasa Pavanena means with his breath, which with the air of his breath. With the breathing air, Bhutale Patayamasa. Oh, not Devi, it's all him. This Mahishasura is doing all this, okay? Bhutale Patayamasa. Mahishasura, Bhutalam means floor. Bhutalam, floor. Bhutale, on the floor. Tarayil, Bhumiil. Patayamasa, Vitinan. Okay, this Mahishasura felled all of them. Okay, so I'll describe Mahisha because he's the leader of the army of demons, you see. So he has to, Bhagavan has to show some power. So Mahishasura came angrily. Why? He saw all his army was being destroyed. He came in the form of Mahishasura's own form and he frightened all the groups of devas there, all of them. And what did he do? Kamschit Tunda Praharena. He felled all of them. How did he fell them? Tunda Praharena, by striking at the mouth, on the face. Datha Aparana Kurakshepehi, by some other people striking on the hoof, at the hoof. Anyana Langula Taditana, some other people who were hit by the tail. Shringabhyan Vidaritana, some people who were broken into pieces with the horns. Kamschiti Vegena Aparana, some other people fast, you know, quickly. Nadena Brahmanena, simply by wandering here and there, just simply turning around, not by big laughter. Anyana Nishwasapana, just by his by the air of his breath, just by the air of his breath, Bhutale Patayamasa, he made all of them, you know, fall on the floor. Is it clear? Kamschit Tunda Praharena Kurakshepehi Tatha Aparan Langula Taditan Shringabhyam Vidaritan Vegena Kamschit Aparan Nadena Brahmanena Cha Nishwasa Pavanena Anyana Bhutale Patayamasa. Got it? See, Mahishasura Patayamasa. Mahishasura Apatayat. Mahishasura felled all of them, made them all fall. Okay, whom all did he make? No? All objective case you can take. Aparane, Kamschit, Aparane, Anyane, Langula Taditane, Vidaritane, okay, Anyan Patayamasa. Katam Patayamasa, Tunda Praharena, Kurakshepehi, Shringabhyam, Vidaritane, is it? Brahmanena, Nishwasa Pavanena, Patayamasa. Are you okay? Can you move on to next verse? Okay. Nipatya pramathanika mabhyadhavata sosuraha. Nipatya pramathanika mabhyadhavata sosuraha.
నిపాత్య ప్రమథానీకమభ్యదావత సోసురః సింహం హంతుం మహాదేవ్యాః కోపం చక్రే తతోంబికా సింహం హంతుం మహాదేవ్యాః కోపం చక్రే తతోంబికా
ఓకే నౌ హావింగ్ ఫెల్డ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆల్ దీస్ నౌ హీ కమ్స్ నిపాత్య ప్రమథ ఆనీకం అభ్యదావత సహ స్వసురః టేక్ ద వర్డ్ సహ అసురః సోసురః సోసురః టేక్ ది ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ సోసురః సహ అసురః దట్ డీమన్ అంద అసురన్ సోసురః ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ సహ అసురః సహ అసురః మహిషాసురః ఇస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ సహ అసురః ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు మహిషాసురః దట్ మహిషాసురః సహ అసురః ప్రమథానీకం ప్రమథ ప్రమథానీకం యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ ప్రమథ సి ప్రమథ ప్రమథ అనీకం అనీకం మీన్స్ ఆర్మీ సైన్యం అనీకం ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సైన్యం సేనా సో మెనీ వర్డ్స్ యు హవ్ లెర్న్డ్ హియర్ హౌ మెనీ సైన్యమ్స్ యు హవ్ లెర్న్డ్ ఫర్ వన్ వర్డ్ ఆర్మీ ఓకే చము లెర్న్ సో మెనీ వర్డ్స్ ప్రమథ అనీకం ఓకే ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ గణాస్ ప్రమథ గణాస్ ప్రమథ ఇస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది గణాస్ భగవాన్స్ అటెండెన్స్ దే సెడ్ టు బి భగవాన్స్ అటెండెన్స్ సో ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ ది అటెండెన్స్ నోన్ యాజ్ ప్రమథాస్ ప్రమథ గణాస్ సో ప్రమథ ఆన్ అనీకం అనీకం ఆర్మీ ప్రమథానాం అనీకం ప్రమథానీకం ప్రమథానీకం నిపాతితవాన్ నిపాత్య నిపాత్య హ్యావింగ్ ఫెల్డ్ వీర్తినాన్ వీర్తి ప్రమథ గణంగలుడయ సేనయై వీర్తి ప్రమథ అనీకం నిపాత్య హ్యావింగ్ ఫెల్డ్ ది ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ ప్రమథ గణాస్ దెన్ మహాదేవ్యాః సింహం మహాదేవ్యాః సింహం లయన్ ఆఫ్ మహాదేవి ఆర్ మహాదేవీస్ లయన్ దిస్ దేవి మహాత్మ్ క్లాస్ నంబర్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ ష్రంక్ నౌ ష్రంక్ బికాస్ పీపుల్ కుడ్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఐ థింక్ సో నంబర్ హ్యాస్ ష్రంక్ ఓకే నౌ మహాదేవ్యాః సింహం సింహః లయన్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ కేస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది దేవీస్ లయన్ మహాదేవ్యాః లయన్ సింహం మహాదేవీస్ దేవీస్ లయన్ హంతుం టు కిల్ ది లయన్ ఆఫ్ దేవి మహాదేవ్యాః సింహం హంతుం మహాదేవియుడే సింగత్తే కొల్వదర్కు టు కిల్ ది లయన్ ఆఫ్ దేవి ఆ టు కిల్ దేవీస్ లయన్ అభ్యదావత హి రాన్ See, abhidavate, present tense. Abhyadavata, simple past tense. He ran. Abhyadavata, this is Atmanepa from abhyadavate, abhyadavata, abhidavata, abhyadavata. So he ran to kill Devi's lion after having felled the army of Pramatha Ganas. That demon Mahishasura ran to kill Devi's lion. Is it clear? Saha Mahishasuraha Pramathanikam Nipatya Mahadevyaha Simham Hantum Abhyadavata. Then what happened? Tatombika Tataha. Then thereafter, then Tataha. Usually thereafter, then when he ran to kill Devi's vehicle, Devi's lion, tataha means tada, then, afterwards, Ambika kopan chakre. Ambika means what? Devi kopam akarot. Kopam chakre, kopam akarot. Devi did get angry. Devi got angry. Kopam chakre, kopam seidal. Kopam chakre means what? Kopam kritavati, kopam akarot, which means Devi got angry. Kopaha is anger. She made anger means what? She got angry. Kupitavati, kopam chakre. You can say kupitavati. Devi kopam chakre. Devi kupitavati. Devi got angry. When the Mahishasura pramathanikam nipatya mahadevyaha simham hantum abhyadavata tada tataha ambika kopam chakre kopam akarot kopam kritavati kupitavati. When the demon ran to kill Devi's lion, after having felled the army of Pramathaganas, Devi got angry. Okay. Got it? Okay. Sopi kopan mahavirya kurakshunnamahitalaha. Sopi kopan mahavirya kurakshunnamahitalaha. Sopi kopan mahavirya kurakshunnamahitalaha. Shrungabhyam parvatanuchams chikshepachananadacha. Shrungabhyam parvatanuchams chikshepachananadacha. Sopi kopan mahavīryah kurakshunnamahitalaha. Shrungabhyam parvatanuchams chams chikshe pachananadacha. Now, so api, we break it saha api, kopat mahavīryaha. Now, we have to take this way. Saha mahavīryaha api. Saha api mahavīryaha. Mahavīryaha means what? That demon who was also of great strength. Mahavīryaha means mahat vīryam yasya saha mahavīryaha. Mahat vīryam yasya saha mahavīryaha. The demon who was of great strength. Migunda vīryam udayavan, shakti udayavan. Mahavīryaha. The demon of great strength, he also, saha api, mahavīryaha. Okay, that demon of great strength, what did he do? Kura kshunna mahitalaha. Kura kshunna mahitalaha. Kura means hoof. You know, the hoof is kura. Already I told you. Kshunna. Kshunna is a participle. Kura, kshunna. Kura, hoof. The kshunna is a participle. Past passive participle. Kshunna means what? Trampled. Trampled upon. Or stamped or trampled upon. Are pounded, shattered, so many meanings, shattered, broken into pieces, stamped, trampled upon, these are the meanings. Mahitalaha, See, Kurena, Kuraihi, Kuraihi, Kshunnam, Mahitalam, Yasya. Kuraihi, Kshunnam, Mahitalam, Yena. Kuraihi, Kshunnam, Mahitalam, Yena. The one by whose the floor was trampled upon or broken into pieces. Yarudaya kulambuhalal tare podipanna pattado. The one by whose hooves the floor was pounded or broken into pieces or trampled upon, he is said to be kurakshunna mahitalaha. Yarudaya kulambuhalinal tare podipannappattado peekappattado avan kurakshunna mahitalaha. Nice compound. Kuraihi kshunnam mahitalam yena or yasya. The one by whom the land was pounded or trampled upon or broken into pieces by his hoof. Kurakshunna mahitalaha. So it's an adjective of Mahavirha. Saha Mahavirya kurakshunna mahitalaha api. Okay. Staha Mahavirya kurakshunna mahitalaha api. Kopat with anger. Kopatinal. What did he do? Parvatan uchan parvatan. You see next line? Parvatan uchan. Uchan parvatan. Uchan parvatan. See, ucham uchaha parvataha means huge big mountain. Uchaha parvataha means tall mountains. Uchan parvatan, tall mountains, objective case, are big mountains. Shrungabhyam chikshepa. Okay. With his horns. Shrungabhyam. By his horns or with his horns or by his horns. Okay. Using his horns. Shrungabhyam. With his kumbhalal. Iru kumbhalal. Why he do? Chikshepa. Kshiptavan. Chikshepa. Kshiptavan. Akshipat, he threw. With his horns, he threw. Or by the horns, he threw. He threw what? Big mountains. Okay, this demon also, he threw with his horns big mountains. Just one horn, he just goes and takes how you check a chocolate, okay? You lift a chocolate like that. This Mahishasura lifted the mountains with his horns. And with his horns, he threw the mountains. Kopat. You can imagine, we have Adiparashakti cinema those days. I saw one of the few movies I saw was Adiparashakti. I forgot how the demons threw actually. So, the demons just with his two horns, he has no hand, no, with the two horns he lift through these mountains. Uchan parvatan shungabhyam chikshepa kumbhalal. Okay, with his horns, he threw huge mountains, not only two horns, but many mountains he threw. Uchan parvatan plural word. Shungabhyam chikshepa. Not only that, nanadacha naditavan. Making noise. Naditavan, he caused also noise. No, nanada means pirutta olamittan, pirutta oli elipinan. He also caused a huge noise, frightening noise. Nanada, Nadithavan, Anadayatu. So, Saha, Mahavirya, Kurakshana Mahitalaha, Asuraha, Pi, Kopat, Shringabhyam, Uchan Parvatan, Chikshepa, Nanadacha. Okay? Not only he threw the mountains with his horns, he also made tremendous noise. Nanadacha. Now, next. This means he's going to die soon. That is the meaning. Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata. Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata Langulenahatashchabdhif Plavayamasa Sarvataha. Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata Langulenahatashchabdhif Plavayamasa Sarvataha Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata Langulenahatashchabdhif Plavayamasa Sarvataha Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahitasya Vyashiryata Langulenahatashchabdhif Plavayamasa Sarvataha. Now, Vega Brahmana Vikshunna. See, Mahi. Mahi means earth. Mahi means earth. Vyashiryata. Vyashiryata means what? See, please make a note. Vishiryate. Vishiryate means Vishiryate is shattered. Vishiryate is shattered into pieces. Is shattered into pieces. Okay. Vyashiryata, Vishiryate, Vyashiryata. The earth was shattered into pieces. Earth was shattered into pieces. Bhumi Sidariyadu. Mahi Vyashiryata. How? Vikshunna. Vikshunna. The earth was shattered. How? Vikshunna. Broken into pieces. Kshunna. Vikshunna means broken into pieces. Because now the Mahi is a Strilinga Shabda. Therefore, Mahi Vikshunna. Mahi Vikshunna Mahi Vyashiryata. So the earth which was broken into pieces, shattered the earth which was broken into pieces, shattered. Vikshunna Mahi Vyashiryata. Podiyakkappatta bhoomi sidariyadu. Vikshunna mahi. Broken earth was shattered. Broken earth got shattered. The earth shattered, which was broken into pieces. Okay. How did it break? Vega Brahmana Vikshunna. You know, Vegena Brahmanena Vikshunna. He was wandering very fast. Okay? He was wandering very fast. Vega Brahmanena Vikshunna. Vega Brahmanena Vikshunna. Vega Brahmana Vikshunna. Brahmanam means turning around. Okay. Vega Brahmanena, rotating, turning around, roaming up. Roaming also, wandering, wavering. So many meanings are there. Here, he was turning around very fast. Vega Brahmanena, Vegena, Brahmanena, Vikshunnamahi. The earth, which was broken into pieces by his fast rotation. Okay? By his fast rotation, earth got broken into pieces. Vega Brahmana Vikshunnamahi. What happened? The earth, which was broken into pieces by his fast rotation, shattered. Vyashiryata. Got it now? So earth, which was broken into pieces by his fast rotation, shattered. Okay. Vega Brahmana Vikshunnamahi Vyashiryata. Tasya Brahmane Vikshunna. Tasya Vegena Brahmanena Vikshunnamahi. Avanudaya Vegamana Sutrudalal. Thulana Bhumi Sidariyadu. Tasya Vega Brahmana Vikshunna Mahi Vyashiryata. Now, Langulena Ahataha. Langulena Ahataha. Langulahataha. Sir, Langulena Ahataha. Okay, not a compound word, separate word. Langulaha means tail. Langulena Ahataha. Cha and Abdihi. Abdihi means ocean. See, the ocean which was, okay, Langulena, third case of Langulam. Langulena. Okay. Now, Langulena Ahataha. Ahataha means crushed. No, Ahata means crushed. Crushed also can say beaten also. Beaten or crushed. Crushed is a better word. Langulena ahataha abdihi. Langulena ahataha abdihi. The abdihi ocean. The ocean which was struck or crushed. The ocean which was crushed or struck or beaten by his tail. Valinal adikkapatta samudram. Langulena ahatahacha abdihi. Abdihi ocean which was struck or crushed by his tail. Sarvataha plavayamasa. It floated on all sides. Plavayamasa literally means floated. So, see, you have two verbs. Plavati, plavate. We have two meanings. There are so many meanings also. So, plavayamasa, past perfect tense. So, this ocean, which was beaten by his tail, also, sarvataha, on all sides, plavayamasa, it actually passed away, okay, on all sides. It swayed to and fro on all sides. The ocean beaten by his tail swayed away to and fro on all sides. That is in fact, plavayamasa. On all sides, karai purandadu. Okay. This is the condition, okay? Vega Brahmana Vikshunnamahi Tasya Vegena Brahmana Vikshunnamahi Vyashiryata. Langulena Ahataha Abdihi Plavayamasa Sarvataha Plavayamasa. The verb is Plavate Plavati. Has so many meanings. One is floating, one is swaying to and fro. Okay, next. Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnascha Khandam Khandam Yayurghanaha. Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnascha Khandam Khandam Yayurghanaha. Shvasa Nilasta Shatasho Nipetur Nabhaso Chalaha. Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnascha Khandam Khandam Yayurghanaha. Shvasa Nilasta Shatasho Nipetur Nabhaso Chalaha. Okay. Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnaha Cha Khandam Khandam Yayurghanaha. Shvasa Nilasta Shatasho Nipetur Nabhaso Chalaha. Now, let me take the first word. Ghanaha. See, Ghanaha means clouds. Ghanaha, Megaha. Ghanaha is equal to Megaha. Ghanaha, Megaha, clouds. Cha and Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnaha. Okay, Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnaha. Vibhinnaha means what? Broken. Broken. Vibhinnaha. Parted. Vibhinnaha parted. How? Parted by the horns, the moving horns, moved horns. So Ghanaha, clouds also. Dhutashringa Vibhinnaha, parted or broken by the moving horns, movement of the horns. Khandam Khandam Yayuhu. Became many pieces. So even make Ghanaha. Even the clouds, not only the ocean was beaten and swirled on all sides, moved all sides. It says Ghanaha and the clouds also. And Ghanaha. Ghanaha cha. Clouds also. Dhuta Shringa Vibhinnaha. Okay, broken and parted into many parted by the moving horns. Into many pieces. Khandam Khandam Yayuhu. They broke into many pieces. Khandam Khandamaha Pilakkappattu Anadu. They were broken into many pieces. Shwasa Nilastaha. See. Shwasa Nilastaha means Shwasa Anila Astaha. Astaha thrown. Shwasa Anila Astaha. Shwasa Anila Astaha. Shwasasya Anilena Astaha. Shwasasya Anilena Astaha. Astaha thrown. What were thrown? How were they thrown? They're thrown by the air of the breath. Thrown by the air of the breath. What were thrown by the air of the breath? Achalaha, mountains. Okay, the mountains which are thrown by his breathing air. Shwasa Anila astaha, achalaha, the mountains which were thrown by his breath, the breathing air or the air of the breath, shatashaha, nabhasaha, nipetuhu. Nipetuhu, no, fell from the sky, nabasaha, from the sky, they fell in, broken into hundreds of pieces. Okay. I'll tell you again, the air of his breath, okay, thrown by the air of his breath, the mountains fell from the earth into hundreds of pieces. Shatashaha, nabasaha, nipetuhu. I'll repeat again. See, mountains were thrown by his breathing air. Okay. The air of his breath threw the mountains up in the sky. How do you know? Shwasa anila astaha achalaha. Achalaha mountains. Mountains were thrown. Astaha. Achalaha astaha. Tapratyana shabda. Achalaha astaha. Mountains were thrown. How? Katham anilena, by the air. Which air? Shwasa anilena. By his air of his breath, mountains were thrown. So what happened, thrown mountains? They fell. Nipetuhu, they fell. Apatan. From where? From the sky. Nabasaha. Nabasaha, nipetuhu. They fell from the sky. How did they fall? Shatashaha, in hundreds. Mountains which were thrown by the air of the breath fell from the sky in hundreds of pieces. Then what happened? Also clouds were broken by his moving horns, and they also got broken into many, many pieces. The mountains were thrown by the air of the breath fell from the sky in hundreds of pieces. Shwasa anila astaha. Shwasa anilena astaha. Shwasa anila astaha. Shwasa anila astaha. Achalaha. Shatashaha nabasaha nipetuhu. Shatashaha, in hundreds, they fell from the sky. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.